The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. Hope you're doing well. All you folks in Louisville and Cincinnati and Nashville, hope you guys are okay. Big weather system plowing through your neck of the woods, and tornadoes, all sorts of crazy stuff. It was a little wild and woolly during a morning rush hour in the Memphis area. So anyway, hope the power's on, and let's hope that there are not any massive outbreaks of tornadoes today. Wow, last night got an email from Team Trump, and I figured, what the heck, it's one of those weird days where you've got a lot of different stories percolating. Nothing of great urgency, but I did want to share something with you that came from Team Trump. So last night I got a message that President Trump had written something about me, yours truly, on True Social. That could either be a good thing or a bad thing. Fortunately, it was very good. And the president wrote an item, and I want to share this with you. We have it up on our website if you'd like to read it later. Here's what President Trump had to say about yours truly. And by the way, the president is going to be on the show coming up, if not this week, I believe possibly next week. So we're excited to have him back with us. The president, writing on True Social last night, Todd Starnes has written an absolutely terrific, all caps, must-read book on saving our country from the radical leftist. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Is about returning to the values that made our nation great. Todd's book is a call to action to embrace the America First agenda. And in November, we will make America great again, all caps. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And we always appreciate him, and he has been such a great supporter through this entire book project. Now, I've got to share some news with you, and this is, it's bizarre, but this is what's happened, and I feel it's important for me to share this information with you. So Amazon is completely sold out of all of the books. They are completely sold out. So if you go to Amazon right now and you order a Kindle version, that's fine. But an actual hard copy edition of the book is not available at Amazon, and we're getting reports that bookstores around the country, the supplies are limited. Now, the good news is we sort of prepared for this, and we have an emergency stash of hardcover copies at toddstearns.com. So if you go to our store, so if you're going to Amazon and you normally get your books there or somewhere else, and you're not able to because they're on hold right now, then you can go to my website and we can send you a book. It's going to actually be cheaper, and I will personally autograph it for you. So head over to toddstearns.com. Hang tight if you're wanting to get something on Amazon because they've just run out. And it looks like they're going to be launching a third printing of the book as we enter week three since the launch. So thank you for your support. But again, we got the messages last night. Todd, I can't order the book on Amazon. What's going on? It's nothing nefarious. They just flat out run out of books. So hang tight. And Amazon, hopefully they will have those books replenished in the next week. But in the meantime, just go to my website and we're going to be able to do next day delivery, the whole nine yards. Our team is standing by to help you out with that at the Todd Starnes store. All right. I went to the grocery store last night, and it's, I'm telling you, the prices at like fast food restaurants, sit-down restaurants, through the roof. It's just, and maybe this is just in my area where I live, but it's getting really expensive just to go out and to get a meal. I mean, I'm not even talking about an appetizer. I'm just talking about whatever your entree is just a lot of money. Somebody was telling me that they went to McDonald's, for example, and apparently the prices at McDonald's are up over 100%. For example, the McChicken sandwich used to cost $1. Now it's $3, and everything is up on the menus of McDonald's. Popeyes, Taco Bell, Chipotle, according to Fox Business, all of their prices are up by 75%. So all that to say, so I've been doing a lot of cooking at home, and I've noticed that it's really hard. I don't know if you guys have this issue, but if you're a single person, it's hard because they don't really sell you stuff in quantities that a single person would need. I don't need a full loaf of bread. Maybe sell me a half a loaf of bread. So anyway, I was in the mood for some Fritos last night, and I don't know. I'm just going to retro. And Fritos was my jam back in the day. And so anyway, I'm not a big, and by the way, I'm not a big, like, you know, they have the different flavors now. They have like the barbecue and they have those giant Frito scoops. That's not me. No. I want the good. I'm just a purist. I like the good old fashioned regular Fritos. And I don't, again, this may be just me and the area that I live in, but I noticed, first of all, that the bag of Fritos was only half full of Fritos, right? You've got this, you've got the bag, and the Frito bags are not like as big as like the Lay's potato chips bag, right? So you're already dealing with a smaller bag, and that smaller bag only about half full of Fritos. So I'm bending down to get it. It's on the bottom shelf because apparently nobody eats Fritos in this part of the country. And it's like they're always out or they're always hawking the barbecue Fritos. But they actually had the original Fritos. So I thought, you know what? It's been a busy week already. I want to treat myself to a delicious snack. So I am going to go and buy the Fritos. So I'm bending down to get the Fritos. And I look at the price tag. And I thought, there is no way this could be accurate. $5.69. $5.69. I'm like, that can't be. So I put it in the bag, the grocery cart, and I'm going to the checkout, and I thought, surely there has to be a mistake on this, and I'll just scan it. So, sure enough, of course, we have 75 cashier stands at the Kroger, but there are no humans there. So everybody has to do their own self-checkout. So I'm over there, and I scan it, and sure enough, it's $5.69. So I call the lady over because they have a monitor, right? They have like a hall monitor to make sure, I guess, that you don't steal everything. So she comes over and I said, this can't be right. This price is $5.69 for the Fritos. And she said, oh, wow, they've gone down. I'm like, what? They were actually over $6 for a bag of Fritos. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, this may just be in my neighborhood, but I only got four or five little products. I was going to make a hamburger steak. So I got the ground beef and I got the onion and I got the bag of the Fritos, and there was something. Oh, I got the kosher dill pickles. I'm a big fan of the pickles from Mount Olive, by the way, North Carolina. Give you guys a shout out. You guys are the pickle people. So anyway, it was like close to $60. I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me? I could go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and have a delicious meal and still come out ahead. What is going on here? I'm going to tell you what's going on. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what Bidenomics looks like. Now, I know that everybody, if you're looking at the polling data, everybody coming out of the exit polls, they're saying that the immigration issue and the border is the number one issue facing America. I don't believe it. I think this is the issue. unless I'm the only person, unless this is the only place in America where we are dealing with this kind of a price increase. But prices are through the roof. And it's funny because as I was standing in the line waiting to go through self-checkout, you could hear other people talking about how much things were costing in the Kroger. So I'm curious, are you seeing this increase in prices, and are people talking about this? I can't imagine. Somebody told me last night that they had to go grocery shopping. They actually have a farm, so they do all. They raise their own cattle. They can a lot of the vegetables. They were at the grocery store, and for their family, spent almost $500 in groceries. According to Yahoo Finance, more than two-thirds of voters say inflation has hit them hardest at the supermarket. Not the gas station, but at the supermarket. And it's our understanding, according to Fox Business, prices at the grocery store have surged by more than 21% since January of 2021. I'm telling you, this is all shaping up to be a massive, massive victory for Republicans in November. And because it very well may be that right now people are thinking it's immigration. That's going to be the driving factor, the motivating factor. But I think it's going to be Bidenomics. I think that's what's really going on here, is that you are going to see people voting with their pocketbook. And then there are some that will talk about crime. But it's the triple whammy. You've got immigration, you've got crime all off the charts, and now you've got prices where we're paying nearly $6 for a bag of Fritos. 901-260-5926. I'm curious, are you guys seeing these kinds of prices in your local supermarkets? 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com, or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. No, Dylan, I'm not going to make my own Fritos. That would probably be $200. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us. Let's go to the phone lines. Dana in Mississippi, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Dana. And so is this just a problem I've got, or are you seeing the same prices out there?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm a Frito lover just like you. And just a few days ago, I was making chili, and my husband and I have this little, we wanted to go retro, and we used to have Fritos and chili. Did you ever have that combination?
Oh, very tasty. Mm-hmm.
Grated cheese on top, and I go to buy the Fritos, exact same price, at the Kroger, $5.69.
I was so outraged. I never do this. I took a picture of it and posted it on Twitter.
I thought, well, should I buy the Kroger brand of corn chips? But I didn't. I went for the Fritos because we were going to reminisce over our chili and Fritos.
Has it gotten to a point, Dana, where you're having to make decisions? Okay, you know, we can buy this, but we can't buy that. Has it gotten to that point yet?
I have bought store brand rather than the big name brand items because the prices are just outrageous. And it's also outrageous that Biden wants to claim that we have a great economy. I don't know where he's grocery shopping. Well, he probably isn't, but it's just not true.
No, it's not true, Dana. And I think the average American, and I consider myself blessed. You know, I'm pretty well off. I don't have to shop for a lot of people. I can't even imagine the right. folks that are living paycheck to paycheck, you know, having to feed right. two or three other mouths, what they're having right. to go through right now.
Exactly. The young families,
yeah.
we're empty nesters, but I feel for them, certainly.
Mm. All right, Dana, appreciate that call and that intel, and thank you for listening to KWAM. Let's go to Richard, listening to us in Tennessee on KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, Richard, what say you?
Hi, Don. I am so glad y'all have KWAM online so I can pick y'all up, because Murfreesboro is a radio desert.
So you're listening to us all the way out in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is on the other side of Nashville.
Yeah. Anyhow, to the subject at hand, every now and then, if I'm in Kroger or Walmart and I'm in the meat department or some other department, usually the meat, I'll see someone who's standing there browsing the roasts and, you know, the cuts and all that. And every now and then, I'll just walk up and I'll approach him and ask, are you looking for the same thing I'm looking for, which is something without an attached adjustable rate 30-year mortgage?
That's brilliant. Richard, you know it's bad when you've got a loan officer at the supermarket now. That's not good.
Yeah. And as far as your other subject about the Republicans, I'm a non-affiliated independent conservative. I don't trust the Republicans any more than I trust Democrats. I've made the mistake in the past of thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for this Republican. He'll do what he says, what he gets. No, that's not what happens. And finally, one last thought for the day. Billy Joel got it right with his song when he asked the big question, is that all you get for your money?
Wow. You see, Richard, you're a wealth of knowledge here, sir. And these are great points you're raising. I too am at a point where I've really had it with the Republicans, and I want to explain. I'm going to go into more detail after our bottom of the hour break here, and so I hope you'll be listening. And by the way, thank you for listening to us on the KWAM app, ladies and gentlemen. You too can listen to us if you're wanting 24 hours of conservative talk radio, and your local community doesn't have it. Then download our app like Richard did. And you'll be able to listen and join in on the conversation. Richard, thank you for that. Coming up, I do want to explain why we've haven't had so many guests on lately, and there's a reason for that. I'll explain more of that coming up after the break. But I do feel, as Dana said, I feel for the families, young families, and quite frankly, college kids that are working jobs, trying to make ends meet, trying to pay for their education. And many of them are not able to afford the basics because of this Biden economy. And I'm afraid it's only going to get worse. And it's going to be a long time before those prices come back down, which yet again is a reason why Republicans need to be getting out there and telling people, this is why you need Donald Trump. Back when Donald Trump was president, we didn't have to worry about prices out the wazoo. When Donald Trump was in office, we didn't have to worry about American jobs going overseas. Trump was bringing those jobs back to America. That's what Donald Trump was doing. So we'll get into more of that coming up after the break. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I'm actually, and I never thought I would say this, but I've started doing the coupon stuff. As a matter of fact, even after typing in my little Kroger card thing, whatever that is, I didn't get any discount. I'm telling you, it is, people are really hurting out there. And you watch what's going to happen. Right now, across California, hundreds and hundreds of fast food workers now without a job. That's because the big minimum wage, $20 an hour, went into effect just yesterday. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS.
You're exactly right. Here in Florida, the prices are outrageous, too. Even in dollar stores, bags of chips and Fritos are like $5 and everything else. It's crazy. You know, we're not, our minimum wage is not that high yet where you have to pay these workers that much money yet. But everybody's getting on the bad bandwagon that has these businesses and say, hey, everybody else is charging this much, let us do it. I just think it's a quick, get rich quick scheme from them is what I think it is. Gas prices are crazy. Economy's crazy. Yeah, there's a problem. It's a problem.
All right, that's Mark from Florida giving us a shout out. And you can do that, folks, if you download our official Todd Stern Show app. You go to kwamradio.com, click on the app tab, and you'll be able to download the app and send us a shout out like Mark did from Florida. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So I want to give you an update on a story that broke late yesterday. This actually happened during our Newsmax TV show. The Florida Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a six-week abortion ban, which is incredible news. However, voters are going to be able to weigh in on this and whether or not to expand abortion access. So what does that mean? It means abortion will be on the ballot in the fall elections in Florida. Now, a lot of people are very excited about all of this. And they're saying that this is going to be a bellwether moment and that it's going to get out the vote. And I would contend, and I would just stress extreme caution here. Now, on this program, we are pro-life, period. We are pro-life. However, I will say this. These pro-life organizations are really, they're overstepping the mark here, and they're not being smart about how they move forward with banning abortion at the state level. Again, Roe v. Wade returned that decision back to the states. So now the states are in charge of who gets to decide. Now, the concern here in Florida is that this will actually mobilize the pro-abortion crowd more so than the pro-life crowd. And that as a result of that, you could see, it's very possible that you could see Democrats winning big, big, big in the fall elections. You say, Todd, that's just absurd. How could you say something like that? You're just a closet pro-abortionist. No, I'm a pragmatist. And I also have a wealth of evidence to back up my concerns. So here we go. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, every time that abortion has been on the ballot since June of 2022, every single time, the pro-life side has gone down in defeat. And it hasn't been like a squeaker. It has been a crushing defeat. So my question is, why is it that pro-lifers aren't getting out and voting? And I know we have a lot of pro-life people that listen to this program. So why aren't you folks getting out and voting? What's going on there? To go back through and look at some of these races, and again, these are abortion measures that were on the ballot in places like California. You say, well, okay, that's just California. Well, there's Montana. Also, Kansas. And by the way, Kansas, one of the most pro-life states in the entire nation, and it was an overwhelming defeat. Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Vermont, every time a pro-life measure was on the ballot, it went down in crushing defeat. Why do you think that is? So I know that Ron DeSantis is celebrating all of this. And again, I mean, a six-week abortion ban is something to celebrate, but allowing voters to decide on this in the fall elections, I don't know, folks. I hope that the pro-lifers go out and vote, but so far, pro-lifers have not been willing to go out there and support these measures. And I'm curious as to know why. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Pro-lifers, again, are out there, and I just believe that many of these pro-life organizations are overstepping the mark, and they're not playing smart politics. And yes, pro-life is a moral issue, but it is also a political issue. And you've got to be willing to play smart politics. And right now, we haven't played smart politics. And it could very well come back and bite everybody in the butt come November. Want to play some audio here. Big controversy last night, the Elite Eight women's basketball, LSU and Iowa. Had the Iowa Hawkeyes, what do they call them in ladies sports? So they're the Lady Hawkeyes, the Hawkeyettes, the Lady Tigers, the Lady Tigerettes, I don't know. Anyway, the Hawkeyes, the Lady Hawkeyes are out there and they're standing at midcourt and they're standing at attention and they're singing the national anthem. And I thought, well, that's mighty good. And then people are looking around and they're saying, well, wait a second, where's LSU? What's going on? So LSU, instead of standing on the court for the national anthem, went back into their locker room. And Coach Kim Mulkey had something to say about that, cut number 20.
Honestly, I don't even know when the anthem was played. We kind of have a routine where we are on the floor and then they come off at the 12-minute mark.
That's when the
anthem. I don't know, and we come in and we do our pregame stuff. I'm sorry. That's nothing intentionally done.
Now, I actually like Kim Mulkey. I think she's getting a raw deal by the Washington Post, and a lot of people don't like her style. I get that. I like her style. I think I like her. But I'm sorry, that's a load of hooey. The idea that she had no idea that the team wasn't there for the national anthem. She had no idea that they actually play the national anthem during a basketball game, as if that's some sort of a big surprise here. I don't think so. Anyway, LSU Tigerettes got their butts handed to them last night. Big time. Was it Caitlin Clark? Dylan, you're a big sports. You're like a big sports fan. They're saying that she ought to skip the WNBA and go right into the NBA.
Interesting argument there.
Was it 41 points, 44 points?
Yeah. She like averages 40 points.
Unbelievable.
She's definitely the best women's team.
They're saying that she plays like a man, though. And that's a compliment. I mean, she's a woman, but she can hold her own against the men.
I'd be interested to see, like a little experiment, to see how she does for a couple games.
Put a boys' basketball team out there, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it is, right? They did that with U.S. women's soccer.
Yeah.
Who's the pink-haired lesbian chick? What was her name? Rapinoe was her name.
Yeah.
Oh, she hated America. She had that trick knee problem every time it played. Oh, say can you woo? There you go, down on the knee. Anyway, all that to say, they're saying that that she could go play in the NBA. Good for you, Iowa Hawkeyes. Good luck to you. Come on, LSU, do better. I expect more of an SEC team. All right, big trouble last night on Fox News. Brett Baer and Britt Hume. That's Brett and Britt, by the way. That's the Brett and Britt show. Had a bit of an issue. Cut number 23.
Meantime, you have the fallout over the transvestite recognition day, so-called, on Easter.
Transgender. What? Yeah, transgender, I'm sorry. Well, Brett, it seems to me those...
So anyway, they're catching all you-know-what over this. And Brett Baer, I mean, look, so he said transvestite, and then Brett Hume corrected him by saying transsexual, which actually was incorrect as well, and of course now it's transgender. Transvestites are actually men who dress in women's clothing, which are technically what the drag queens are now. They call them drag queens, but they're really transvestites. It's all a freak show, mind you. But, yeah, good for you, Brett Baer. You know, that's going to cause problems inside Fox. They have that whole, they do the whole DEI stuff now at Fox HQ. I had to go through that, and I went through one class, and they told me don't come back. It was bad. It was. I asked way too many questions for my own good. I just didn't know when to shut up. If you want to have a good time, take me along to your DEI class. I can promise you this, they'll end it early. I can guarantee that. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Where is that story? So there is a there's a guy in California. His name is Scott Wiener. And Senator Wiener is a gay guy, and he's also a Democrat. And this guy he's a radical. He likes to parade around in the buttless leather, you know, chaps, and he wears a lot of leather and not much else. And he's a skinny fella, which is a bit awkward. Anyway, this guy hates Christians. And so Scott Wiener was promoting this big event over the weekend. And this is, it's in San Francisco. And it was the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. These are the freak show nuns, right? And so anyway, they were doing this big Easter Sunday event where they were intentionally targeting Christians. And it's pretty awful. As a matter of fact, Fox News actually covered the story. And this drag group, they're actually transvestites, and the transsexuals, they mocked Christians, and they held this big competition that featured a hunky Jesus and a foxy Mary. And by Mary, we don't mean Mary as the gay insult. It's actually the mother of Jesus, Mary. And Senator Wiener, the gay Democrat, announced that this event was intended to trigger all of you right-wing extremists, and by right-wing extremists, they mean all you Christian people. Can we just cut to the chase and call him Senator Gay Wiener? Is that okay? So anyway, Senator Gay Wiener was writing about this, and the contestants dressed as playful, lewd reinterpretations of Jesus and Mary. They competed against each other in drag and dance performances. I mean, this is like some pornographic stuff. According to one local outlet, a spirited crowd dressed in bunny ears, pastels, and rainbows, and in some cases, nothing at all, hello, voted for the victors with their cheers and applause. Children were present for this. Now, the California State Senator, that's Senator Gay Wiener, spoke out, says they do this every year. It's such a service to the community. And I guess people running around buck naked on Easter Sunday is a community service in San Francisco. Gay Wiener says this event every year triggers the right-wing extremist. It triggers them, and you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. So let's hear it for triggering the right-wing extremist. Let's hear it, boys. A man dressed as Jesus Ken, as in Barbie, won this year's Hunky Jesus contest. I'm reading from FoxNews.com's coverage. On the back of his Ken doll box was a poem filled with biblical references and sexual innuendos. I will not be repeating this. Other contestants included Golden Showers Jesus, Trailer Trash Jesus. A contestant dressed as Miscarriage Mary announced she was rewriting history so that Jesus never existed, and the crowd erupted in applause. This is disgusting stuff. A former sex worker dressed as Our Lady of the Whores. You say, Todd, why are you sharing all of this? Because you need to understand, folks, what we are dealing with in this country. This is demonic. You know, we talked about this on Monday's show, the evil and the demon seed in the White House. It is all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of gay wieners out there, and many of them are in politics, and you need to be aware of it. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I'm telling you, the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah, they'd be blushing at all of this. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And just a reminder, Amazon officially sold out of the book, so hang tight. They're going to restock. In the meantime, head over to ToddSterns.com, and you can get yourself an autographed copy, ToddSterns.com, in the store. Also, get yourself a copy of the Biscuit book. You're going to love that one, too. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. A lot of Memphis callers today. Mike listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Greeting, Todd. I've got a solution for your potato chip problem. It's one word. Brim's. Shop local.
Now, Mike, I am a huge fan of Brim's. When I get my pork rinds, I'm a Brim's guy when it comes to pork rinds. Do they have corn chips?
I don't know, but the reality is that when you're shipping potato chips from across the country on a tractor trailer where the fuel is over $4 a gallon, it's just a cost of getting it there to you, and with Brim's being right down the road, you would think that you would try to find local products that would, you know, satisfy you. But in the Bureau of Prison, you've got a federal prison here in Memphis, Tennessee. They ship their potato chips from New York all the way to Memphis, Tennessee, instead of buying local. Why is that? Could there be some kickbacks along the way?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Brim's. I eat the pork rinds, and I do like their popcorn. They've got good popcorn, too. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what all they carry, to be honest with you, but I would venture to say that as one of your bigger sponsors for a long time, they could probably create, if they don't already have it, a corn chip that would compete with Fritos.
You know, when I was living in New York, they actually sent Brim's up to our local bodega. I called them up one day, and I'm like, I really do miss having Brim's. And they're like, we can take care of that. So, Mike, I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk to them about that, and maybe they could create a new version of the Frito.
I think it's worth the effort, and I guarantee you if some of our local elected officials, those that are spending trillions of dollars on spending money in foreign places that we have no interest in, if they started focuses on things such as cutting costs locally in these government institutions, they might find that we could spend a whole lot less money and get the not necessarily the same, but I think better, and in the form of products for the people that are using them, as opposed to shipping them from across the country just to satisfy some elected official in New York State's constituency.
Mike, gotta leave it there, my friend. And it's a good thought, a good idea. I'm going to reach out to Brims, and we're going to find out what's going on. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening. By the way, Brims, ladies and gentlemen, brimssnacks.com. That's brimssnacks.com. Go check them out. It is a family-owned snack food company, and they are Christians. And not only can you get some delicious things like, I don't know, you get fat-back strips, yum, circus-time butter popcorn, cheese puffs. They actually have incredible snacks. Brimssnacks.com. And after you buy some snacks, you can click on the link that says Everlasting Life, and they're going to get you set up for the hereafter, too. That's pretty awesome. Hey, hang tight, everybody. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So I got a question here, and there's really no wiggle room around this, but I just want to throw this question out there. So, and this is really to the pro-life organizations, not the rank-and-file pro-lifers. And I will not name names just yet, but there are some pro-life groups out there, and they are in need of financial donations, right? And so for some of these groups, the issue is maintaining their organizations as opposed to eradicating the scourge of abortion in America. Now, we touched on this briefly in the last hour, that ever since Roe v. Wade has been overturned, every single time abortion has been on the ballot, there has been a crushing defeat by pro-lifers. So pro-lifers are losing this issue at the ballot box. And I'm curious why. What is it that the pro-life community needs to do so that they can turn this around, right? Because the pro-life organizations, the state organizations, and the national organizations, they're telling these Republicans, you better put this on the ballot. You've got to put this on the ballot. If you don't put it on the ballot, we're going to campaign against you, and we're going to take you out. And it seems to me that we are dealing with two very distinct issues. There is the pro-life moral issue, and there is the pro-life political issue. And you've got to be smart about this, right? You've got to play smart politics. So the attitude right now among many in the pro-life movement, not all but many, is that we have to put these issues on the ballot. There has to be a complete ban on abortion at the state level. Anything less is unacceptable, even if that means that every Republican loses and it takes out Donald Trump in the process. That's literally the game plan. And it's about to be the game plan in Florida, where the Supreme Court has now decided, yes, this can be a ballot issue. So my question is, if in fact the pro-life organizations are demanding that this be on the state ballots, if they are demanding that this happen, what are they doing to get out the vote? Because whatever they've done so far hasn't worked at all. Period. They've gone down in crushing defeats. So is the moral high ground to put this on the ballot and to get completely blown out? Because let me explain what's going to happen. Unless something changes, this will cause Republicans to lose in the fall, because whatever the reason, it has motivated the pro-abortion crowd to get out and engage in the political process. Pro-life community, we don't know where they are. Where are you guys? I do know. I do know they're in my inbox because I get the donation letters all the time. So I'm curious, what do you think the pro-life community needs to do to win this? Because this is about to become a major issue. And this is what Donald Trump was talking about. He was warning everybody about this. And how did they respond? Well, we knew he was just pro-abortion. No, Donald Trump is not pro-abortion. Come on, what's wrong with you? Of course he's not. But Donald Trump he's very pragmatic, and he understands what is going to win at the ballot box and what is losing at the ballot box. And it's not his fault that pro-lifers can't get their people out to go vote. That's not his fault. That's not on Donald Trump. By the way, what's going on with Cal Thomas? Have you heard about Cal Thomas? Cal Thomas commentary. Everybody loves Cal Thomas. So Cal Thomas taking a pot shot at Donald Trump, but I want you to listen to Cal Thomas's commentary.
President Biden declared Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. Nothing about the resurrection of Christ. Are there not enough abominations visible in America? The president claimed transgender people are part of America's fabric. Evangelist Franklin Graham said, "This once again shows how little respect President Biden and his administration have for God." Graham accused the administration of flaunting sin. He continued, "The Bible says they proclaim their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to them," Isaiah 3:9. Judgment is coming. Instead of celebrating sin, we need to confess our sins, repent of our sins, and ask God's forgiveness. On the other side, former President Trump is hawking $60 Bibles, which he has likely not read because he can't quote a single verse. It comes with lyrics from Lee Greenwood's overplayed God Bless the USA and some of the nation's founding documents. Last Saturday, Trump shared a social media headline, "The Crucifixion of Donald Trump." I'll leave all this for you to ponder, along with Jesus' words, "My kingdom is not of this world." I'm Cal Thomas.
What the hell does that mean? Come on, Cal Thomas. What's wrong with you, pal? Cal Thomas going after Donald Trump. Now, what I find interesting is that Cal Thomas was criticizing President Trump for grifting, for hawking Bibles at $60 a pop. Now, we went through this last week, and I've got no problem going through it briefly again here for anybody who missed that conversation. For the record, Donald Trump did not create this Bible. Donald Trump was not telling you, go buy this Bible. Donald Trump was saying, hey, you need to read the Bible. You need to go back to church. You need to pray. Those are the things that are going to make America great again. Cal Thomas seemed to overlook all of that. But the idea that Cal Thomas is somehow offended that now all of a sudden there are people out there selling Bibles at $60, I hate to break it to Cal, but if you go down to the Christian bookstore, you're going to find Bibles that are going for $130, $140, $150. And what does he have against Lee Greenwood, for crying out loud? Cal Thomas clearly not proud to be an American. And I thank our good friend Wyatt Cox for alerting me to this story. Wyatt down at the Nevada Talk Network. And it's a good thing Cal Thomas's commentary doesn't broadcast on KWAM because I'd have yanked it in a heartbeat. You're out of here, Cal. Come on. Oh, by the way, speaking of grifting, earning money off of Jesus, you know that Cal Thomas actually speaks at a lot of these religious conferences. Kind of makes you wonder how much they're paying Cal Thomas. Something tells me it's more than $60. Unbelievable. Now, by the way, there are people out there in the evangelical world that are now saying, well, it's just so inappropriate to sully the Bible by including the Declaration of Independence and the Pledge of Allegiance and those lyrics, those nasty lyrics, those Christian nationalist lyrics. As they are literally offended that those are included in a gift Bible. Are they offended? So I want to address this for a moment. We're going to get to the phone calls here in just a moment. But there are Christians out there that feel as if the Bible has been sullied because they included in this special gift edition of the King James Version of the Bible this the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence and all this other whatnot. All right, well, let me ask you this. Well, it wasn't in the original translation, Todd. If it's not in the Greek or the Hebrew, it's a sin. and it has to be in the King James Version. Well, it is in the King James Version, because if John the Baptist used the King James Version, then it's good enough for me. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Was the concordance in the original Greek and Hebrew edition? What about those maps in the back? Were those in the original? No, of course not. So don't be stupid. Don't be coy. And stop attacking Donald Trump for telling Americans to go and pray and to read their Bible and to go to church. What's wrong with you, Cal Thomas? Shameful, sir. Just absolutely shameful. And I'm a Cal Thomas fan. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina, WTKF, our great affiliate out there. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Great to be on the show. It's been a long time, but I am troubled looking at a world of extremism, and I hate seeing it in our party because it's going to tear it apart. And in life, sometimes, whether it's our family members or work, we have to compromise a little bit, or come up with a win-win. And unfortunately, we're cannibalizing ourselves at a time that we desperately need sensible voices running Washington. And I think people who are thinking they're going to bail out should think, who's going to nominate the next three Supreme Court justices? And what's that going to look like if it's the Democrats? So I'd urge my Republican friends to be willing to compromise on some things and to understand we can't always get everything all the time the way we want it. Sometimes we need just be able to work with other people who are of good conscience but don't have exactly the same beliefs as us.
No, I'm with you there, Mike. And look, what strikes me as, and it's really disappointing, is that you've got these people out there, and I can promise you by the end of this show, I'll have all this hate mail from pro-lifers saying that I'm really not a true pro-lifer. You know, it's either all or nothing. And I hate to break it to them, but if that's your philosophy, then you will get nowhere in this country, because they have not been able to mobilize their own base to get out and vote. So if they're not going to be able to mobilize their own base, this is a losing proposition for Republicans, and all or nothing.
Yeah, and I think just the constant attacks on the Republican leadership in the House, you don't have to always agree with them on everything, but the country's got to run, you know, and sometimes if we can get things, I just am very troubled by this, and you see it all over the world. My gosh, look in Israel, this whole thing with the Hasidic Jews and the reform movement. I mean, that country's about to be torn apart because of the war and how it's being handled. And it's just on our side. There just seems to be, we're starting to lose using common sense in dealing with problems. And, I think Trump, I look at the world, Donald Trump, for all his faults, none of this happened during his reign. We didn't have China going crazy. We didn't have a war in Ukraine. We didn't have all. I think he was a kind of commonsensical guy who could sit down with these guys and say, look, here's the consequences if you do bad things. But I don't think we have that right now. And I heard these generals talking about it and about the Afghan pullout. We just don't have people who know what they're doing. But we got to stick together to keep control of the Senate, get control of the House, and get the White House back.
Well, no doubt about that, Mike, and I appreciate the call. I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, that there are moments when you do have to compromise, but that's all the Republicans in the House of Representatives have done is compromise. That's it. That's all they've done, and they've capitulated. Now, the whole point of Republican leadership in the House was supposed to be holding a firm position on the issues that matter to the American people. We're not doing that. Mike Johnson is now doing, he's basically Chuck Schumer's pool boy. And that's a really bad position for the Republicans to be in. But that's where we are right now. All right, well, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, this coming from Newsmax, Jeffrey Rodak is the journalist. Looks like you're now going to have a new gender option. If so, if you are applying to come to America, in other words, you're doing it the legal way, then you will now have a third gender option. This is on the application for naturalization. Up until today, it was either male or female. But now you will have the option of X. And X is defined as another gender identity. This is according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. The move gives immigrants a new option beyond male and female for those who don't who feel they don't fit into either of those two sexes. Adding a third gender option helps ensure the secure identity documents, helps ensure that secure identity documents are accurate and helps both external stakeholders and individuals requesting immigration benefits. Let me ask you a question about this. So let's just say that you're going over to Russia and they ask to see your documents and you're, let's just say that you're a man, but here in the United States of America, you identify as an ex who goes by the name Gladys, and yet your real name is Carl. So when you go over to Russia and you present your documents and it shows that you identify as an ex named Gladys, what do you think they're going to do? I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to throw Carl's butt in a men's prison. That's exactly what they're going to do. These people are idiots. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Governor Tony Evers from Wisconsin, just a little while ago, right before the start of the show, vetoed a piece of legislation that would ban transgender people and gender nonconforming people from school sports. So in other words, if you're a boy, got to play with the boys. If you're a girl, got to play with the girls. Here's what the governor had to say.
When you veto something, you don't date it. You don't do anything. You just put not approved on the line. And we have now helped our kids, our trans kids. Thanks, everybody.
All right. So there you go. So in Wisconsin, it is now legal for a little boy to participate with the girls. And if he wants to smack a girl around on the court, perfectly legal now. Little boys can beat up little girls and they can do whatever they want to do in the state of Wisconsin. Just to goes to show you again how radicalized people are getting out there. Interesting story out of California, where small business owners are now very upset. On April the 1st, the minimum wage was raised to $20 an hour. Many small business owners are saying this is nuts. It's going to put them out of business. Cut number 11.
2024 has been a tough year to date. We have soft sales. We have declining traffic counts. So for a business owner, I mean, that's the worst time to have to raise prices. But I see it as a necessity. We're no longer hiring. We're not backfilling positions. We're not growing in the state anymore. We're not expanding more locations. And I'm ultimately thinking about selling or closing my business.
Those of us that are still here are lucky to even be alive from COVID. We are the ones that were strong enough to be the mom and pop shops that survive COVID. And now we're hit with this. And it directly impacts the small businesses.
Well, it does. Here's what Gavin Newsom had to say. Cut 12.
We're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. Yes. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
All right. Well, bad news for you, Governor, because as a result of the minimum wage, now many people are being excluded from getting jobs because the small businesses can't afford it anymore. So I'm curious, does the government have any role in setting a wage? Should they be in the business of setting a minimum wage? Or should we let the marketplace determine that? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the show today. By the way, our friends over at Newsmax still conducting their big national poll. They're asking, who do you think Trump ought to pick as his vice presidential running mate? By the way, hearing that Ron DeSantis is back in the mix. So Newsmax would like to know, who do you think Trump ought to pick as his running mate? All you need to do is text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. And Newsmax will send you a link to their poll. Donald Trump would like to know your opinion. So let your voice be heard now by texting SKIP to 39747. And we will send you the results as well. All right. Speaking of Donald Trump, Don Jr. weighing in on all of the attacks on his father over the past couple of days and reminding people that it's Joe Biden and the Biden administration that's out there declaring war on all of you Catholics, all of you people of faith. Cut number 19.
Biden's DOJ treated Catholics like terrorists. If you were a practicing Catholic, you were a domestic terrorist. If you bought a Bible, you were marked by your banks, and that information was given to said FBI and DOJ. They think church-going patriots are terrorists.
It's true. They do. And we have got this well documented in Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? We've got it documented on my website. So you can see all of this information for yourself. By the way, coming under fire from all sorts of people, because I pointed out that if you are Jewish and you are a Christian and you're still voting for Democrats, then you hate your religion. You hate your faith. There's no other way around it. There is no way a Christian can vote Democrat. Not a chance. Not a chance at all. By the way, KJP. She's feigning surprise that all of you Christians were offended at Transgender Visibility Day. Cut number one.
So the criticism over the Transgender Day of Visibility, the White House said that the president wouldn't abuse his faith for political purposes. Does the president think that's what Republicans are doing?
I mean, look, just a couple of things, and really so surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this. And I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right? Every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day. And so that is the simple fact. That is what has happened. That is where we are. And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important here. As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide and weaken our country with cruel, hateful, and dishonest rhetoric. It is dishonest what we have heard the past 24 hours. It is untrue what we heard over the weekend. And, you know, we were at first, want to be very clear, confused on their coverage. We're grateful that Fox agrees with President Biden about the importance of recognizing Trans Day of Visibility. And I'll just quote something that Fox said back in 2021. They tweeted this: Trans Day of Visibility is dedicated to celebrating transgender people. To all the transgender men, women, and non-binary folk, we see you and stand with you. President Biden will never abuse his faith or for political purposes or for profit. That is not what this administration is about. That is not what being a leader is about. And this misinformation out there is just, it's bad. And it is dividing, it is caused to divide us. And I want to say one more quote. This is what Politico covered every year. And I said this at the top of my answer, Transgender Day of Visibility is on March 31st. This year, March 31st, just so happens to be also Easter, the date of which changes every year. That's how I started out, and that's how I end.
Thank you.
All right. She's a pagan, this woman. So let me just explain this real quick. And it's very simple. They issued a proclamation celebrating the transgender people. They did not issue a proclamation recognizing Easter, period. That's it. They issued only one proclamation, and that's all. I want to get to Jemele Hill for a moment. Former ESPN chick, constantly aggrieved. Everything is racist with this one. And she's very upset because of all of the media coverage that Caitlin Clark is getting. Now, Dylan, again, you're a sports guy. Is it safe to say that Caitlin Clark is the best player in women's college basketball right
now? Absolutely.
You racist.
Oh, no.
You racist. So, yeah, no, I mean, in all seriousness, she is. And she's averaging, what, 40 points a game. She is a huge draw for TV. But the problem is, according to Jemele Hill and many others in sports, is that Caitlin Clark is also white. She is Lily White. And Jemele Hill is very concerned about this. She did an interview over the weekend, and she says she appreciates Clark's contributions to the game, but she thinks Clark's receives more credit than she deserves for the growth of women's basketball. She blamed the media for covering Clark more than double the rate it covers women of color. And she goes on to say that they're not covering black players in basketball as good as they are the white basketball player. That would be Caitlin Clark. Are there any other white people, white girls playing basketball?
I don't know. Not as good as her.
Okay. I just don't know. I don't watch the sport.
Todd, have you seen the highlights of LeBron James just scoring a layup? They'll post that instantly on Instagram right after he scores.
Yes.
It's not an impressive play. It's just because it's LeBron James.
It's LeBron. Right. Exactly. So they're not doing it because he's a black guy. They're doing it because he's a great basketball player. Okay. Just want to make sure that. Because it's been my impression, I don't know what the breakdown now is, but I think, 80-85% of the NBA is black.
Yeah, not a lot of white people in the NBA.
No. Where are all these people out there? And again, hear me on this, Dylan. So it just seems to me, let's just say you've got 95% of the NBA is black. You've got one white guy out there, and he's like LeBron level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to get coverage because that's kind of an anomaly.
Yeah.
Right?
He's also going to be from Europe.
Oh, that's true. I don't get that.
American white guys that we know, we can't compete.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's kind of like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was a bit of an anomaly to have a black guy, you know, winning big golf championships. And so Tiger comes along and all the coverage was about Tiger Woods. I don't think it was racist. I think he was just a good golfer.
Yep.
I'm just saying. I just don't understand. I mean, I do understand why. Well, that's a very unflattering picture of Caitlin Clark I'm looking at here. They could have done better. It's outlook. Clark is going on to say that Jemele Hill's point that Caitlin Clark is more of a star because she's white is not exactly a novel take. USA Today posted an article with a similar thesis last month arguing, get this now, women's basketball needs faces of the future to be black. So what they're signaling here is that you honkies need to find someplace else and something else to do because you're not welcome in basketball. I mean, that's what USA Today is saying. The article credited black women for building the sport of women's basketball, which, according to this report, is not true, thus declaring it is their sport in which they should star. Clark is frequently the subject of blatant racial animus from The Hill, USA Today, many others. However, Clark's skin color has little to do with the media coverage he receives. Simply put, the media covers players who garner clicks, viewership, and listeners. And Clark does that. The Athletic found that the Caitlin Clark business is booming. Broadcast networks cater to her because she sets viewership records. But people are really upset about all of this simply because She's a white girl. And I don't have a problem with that. Again, it just seems to me you would want the best players on your team, regardless of their skin color, right? I mean, that used to be the way things are. But now, Jemele Hill is saying, no, white people should not be playing black sports. And now basketball, according to Jemele Hill, is a black sport. Therefore, white people should not be playing. Okay, can someone help me out and help me understand this? What is it okay for a white person to do in this country? Right? Are you picking up on that there's an effort afoot to not just marginalize, but remove white people from everything? This story from Arizona State University, a mandatory journalism course has come under fire. The curriculum includes teaching students and asking questions like, and this is from journalism, where are you from? Is a racial microaggression. The new journalism training requires students to understand diversity, inclusion, equity, and civility, and to avoid microaggressions like where are you from, where were you born. So you're not allowed to ask anybody that anymore in a story. And this is important because if you're interviewing somebody, you would be, all right, where are you from? Where were you born? What kind of a job do you? I mean, these are basic questions that you would ask as a journalist. Students were required to read books on examples of heterosexual privileges, examples of male privileges, examples of cisgender privileges. These are all make-believe words. The course also offers subtopics on race and ethnicity, gender and sexual identity, geography and income. Students are taught that spaces reserved for women, such as single-sex locker rooms and bathrooms, should actually be open to everyone. This is crazy what they're teaching. Arizona State University, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they're teaching kids. Are you sensing now that something is afoot, that something is quite not right in the American culture right now? That one particular race is being elevated above all others? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And folks, I'm telling you, they love our listeners. Many of you have already made the switch to Patriot Mobile, and you love their service. I get your notes all the time. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, and they give you access to all three major networks. That means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding left-wing causes. By the way, Patriot Mobile, 100% based, U.S.-based customer service team. You get to keep your number, you get to keep your phone, or you can upgrade. It's your choice. You get to decide. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Now, listen up. When you call or when you go online, you will be offered the opportunity to enter a code. Enter the code SPRING24. That's SPRING24. You enter that code, they're going to give you the very first month of coverage free of charge. So join today. Make the switch. patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Call 972-PATRIOT and use that offer code SPRING24. So remember yesterday we were telling you there are, 140 LGBT holidays out there, including the entire month of, let's see here, June. That's Pride Month. Then you've got October, which is, I think, Gay History Month, and then November, which is Transgender something another month. So now, this just coming in, someone sent this to me moments ago. There's also the month of April is now a gay and lesbian holiday. It's called Gayprill. G-A-Y-P-R-I-L. Oh, I see. It's April, but it's Gayprill. According to GLAAD, throughout the month of Gayprill, There will be a celebration of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, asexual, and ally plus community. The events are centered around educating the community about the LGBTQA plus community. A lot of letters. Some of the activities that are being celebrated this month, including something called Mindfulness Monday, Coffee and Queers. You want me to froth your latte? The Introduction to Hormone Replacement Therapy. Make Your Own Gender Unicorn. Cancer Disparities. Oh, boy. Also, this is, there are like dozens and dozens of events here. You have Lavender Chats, LGBT Icons of the Day, The Second Chance Prom, Zero to Queero. I don't know what that means. Anyway, anybody getting tired of all this nonsense? Really? I mean, at some point, is there anybody out there in the LGBTQIA plus questioning asexual ally plus world that's listening? And are you guys just saying this is nuts? This is bonkers. This is too much. This is over the top. I'm curious, are there any heterosexual holidays? I don't think Valentine's Day counts anymore. I think that can go, you know, that can go either way. Arbor Day? No, the ecosexuals have Arbor Day, which technically I would fall into the alphabet activist world, right? I mean, if you're having relations with an azalea bush, that's not heterosexual activity. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. It's America. As long as the bushes are giving you consent, what do I care? So anyway, there you go. The entire month of April is now called Gaypril. This is according to the LGBT community. I guess this has been going on for a while, and we just didn't know about it. But now, all of a sudden, all these holidays are coming up, and people are demanding we celebrate. I'm not too sure about that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, why so many holidays? That's what I don't understand. And the problem is, by the time, it's kind of like when people have their birthday at Christmas time, right? You want to be able to space it out. You don't want too many holidays all at one time. So then you don't get as many presents. I'm just saying. All right, hang tight. Hour three of the big show coming up. President Biden flying illegals to your neighborhood. We actually have the locations. And if you're in Florida and Texas, pay attention because there are a lot of illegals getting shipped to your area. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. By the way, President Trump on his way to Michigan doing some campaign rallies today. Also, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So it's going to be a lot of fun today out there on the campaign trail. As a matter of fact, just a few moments ago, President Trump landed in Grand Rapids doing an event there. And a little bit later on, he is going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we'll keep you updated on any developments there. But I'm telling you, President Trump is making a play in places that normally conservatives, Republicans do not go. So I say, good for you, Donald Trump. I still want to see him go to Chicago's South Side. I want to see President Trump out there campaigning in places where Republicans have never gone before. What about the Bronx in New York? What about down in Brooklyn? I love that. So look, RFK is hitting the campaign trail. And folks, hear me on this. RFK Jr. is a radical leftist, no doubt about it. And all these people who are out there saying, well, RFK is going to hurt Donald Trump, I don't believe it. No, RFK Jr. is a direct threat to Joe Biden and the Democrats. As a matter of fact, James Carville is very concerned that the Democrats are bleeding young voters. Cut number three.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks, younger Latinos or whatever, but whatever, younger, I don't know, like, younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
And you can tell James Carville is devastated by this because normally he talks like Ben Shapiro. Why, we got to do something about all them young voters leaving us, all them black voters, all them Latino, whatever you're going to call them voters. We got to get them voting. They're bleeding them. We're bleeding them, particularly. They're leaving us. But he's very somber, speaking very slowly, so we can still barely understand what he says. But it's true. Younger voters, especially black and Hispanic voters, are leaving the Democrat Party. And I'm curious, I know we've got a lot of black listeners in the Memphis area. I'm curious, why is that? Why is it that black voters are leaving the Democrat Party? Black young men, by the way. Now, RFK, to that point, RFK was doing an interview and he stunned the CNN reporter, stunned the reporter when he explained what the greater threat to democracy was. Cut number four.
But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me. For 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
to democracy. Donald Trump, of course.
So there you have it. And the reporter was just stunned. But it's true. Everything RFK is saying is true. I think there are people waking up within the Democrat Party and they're realizing that the greatest threat to American democracy is Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. And now they're trying to figure out what to do with all these hellions in the Democrat Party. Now, what did I tell you yesterday? I told you yesterday on this program that the problem with the Democrats is that they've lost control. As radicalized as the party was under Nancy Pelosi, right? They weren't communist. But Nancy now has lost complete control of the Democrat Party. Complete control. And now it's the AOCs of the world that are actually running things, right? These younger radicals. And we've got a lot of them in Memphis. And I would encourage you to take a long, hard look at what's happening in Memphis, Tennessee, because that's the future of your Democrat Party. We've got folks that are going to be running for congressional office that will make AOC look like Mitt Romney. We're talking about communist, de facto communist. And so even Hillary Clinton, and say what you will about Hillary, And you got to be careful what you say about Hillary, or you could end up being suicided. I know it's just a coincidence, but there are a lot of coincidences out there. But Hillary Clinton was pretty pragmatic about things out on the campaign trail, as was her husband, right? They were liberals, but they also understood that you had to get elected. Cut number 21.
No more Easter Bunny talk, yeah. I mean, it's Biden versus Trump.
Yes,
we know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that.
Right? And good. You know, it's kind of like one is old and effective and compassionate, yeah, has a heart and really cares about people, and one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay, interesting.
I don't understand why this is even a hard choice, really. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have. And people who blow that off are not paying attention, because it's not like Trump, his enablers, his empowerers, his allies are not telling us what they want to do. I mean, they're pretty clear about what kind of country they want.
So Hillary's telling all the young people to get over it. They're not going to get over it. You see, Hillary understands what's going on now, that Joe Biden is in grave danger politically. They have lost the younger voters. And trust me on this, more young people vote Democrat than Republicans, right? So that is a big chunk of their base. Got to understand what's going on here. All right. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. So what's happening now is the left is suffering a meltdown, and RFK Jr. is saying what everybody else is thinking, that Joe Biden is done, and he is dangerous. So RFK was on CNN with Aaron Burnett, the TV show Out Front, and he stunned her. I mean, she didn't know how to respond to this. This idea that it's Biden who's the greater danger. And as he pointed out, there's only one person censoring free speech in America, and it's Joe Biden. I'm surprised they didn't just go to bars on CNN. Get this guy out of here. RFK says President Biden, the first president in history, used the Secret Service to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He said that Biden is weaponizing federal agencies. He's absolutely correct. These are critical threats to democracy. Burnett was upset because Kennedy did not identify Trump as the bigger threat. He says Donald Trump tried to... Now, he says that Donald Trump tried to overthrow a free and fair election. That's not true. That's what she said. She said, how is that not a threat to democracy? He said, well, I think that is a threat to democracy. If him overthrowing it, trying to overthrow the election, clearly is a threat to democracy. But he said the question, who is the worst threat? And he says the argument he's making is that Joe Biden is. And I would I agree with that 1,000%. So Burnett circles back around. So just to be clear, you're saying you could make an argument that President Biden is a worse threat to democracy than Donald Trump. And he says, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Trump writing about this on social media. And by the way, Trump is no fan of RFK. He says RFK Jr. is the most radical left candidate in the race. He's a big fan of the Green New Scam and other economy-killing disasters. He goes on to say that his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is even more liberal than he is, if that's possible. So again, RFK in the race hurts Joe Biden more than it hurts Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, he said he is crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, not mine. I love that he is running. I say good for you, Mr. President. 901-260-5926 is the number. Let's go to Arkansas. Steve, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I was listening to that audio you ran on Hillary talking about Trump being under 90-something felony indictments or indictments and whatever. Was she implying that he wasn't smart enough to destroy evidence like her?
Well, that...
If she hadn't destroyed evidence, she should have been under about 33,000 felony indictments.
Well, this is true. And again, she's no, look, Hillary Clinton is a very bad, evil human being. No doubt about that. But the point I'm making here, Steve, is that even Hillary Clinton understands how much trouble the Democrat Party is in right now. That is the point I was trying to make.
Oh, I realize your point. I was just being a little facetious about kind of what they say, the pot calls the kettle black old saying. Todd, this election coming up, it's as simple as this to me. It's not a choice about Biden or Trump, personalities, Republican, Democrat. It's a choice between satanic evil and just poor old, regular old human flaws and sins. That's the choice you're making.
Yeah, Steve, as you know, I wrote about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, and I wrote the book knowing it was going to come out in advance of the November elections. And this really is a vote between good versus evil. I mean, that's really what we are voting on. And if you vote for the Democrats, you are voting for evil. If you vote for Democrats, you are voting for communism. It's really that simple.
And if you tap, I'll take it a little further. If you tap out and just don't do anything, you're enabling it with your complacency.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Steve. You're absolutely right. And we've got to get that through thick skulls on the establishment Republican side. They've got to understand that if you stay home and vote, guess what? Elections have consequences. Look, we see this all the time in Memphis. We're under the control of Democrats. The reality is that most people who are Republican are not getting out and voting. And that's a big problem. So if we get out and vote in numbers that are historic, and we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to win. Trump's going to be the next president of the United States. I mean, it really is that simple. Steve, got to run. Appreciate that call. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, I got to tell you about our good buddy Mike Lindell. Man, does he love our great audience. As a matter of fact, he set up a website just for us, mypillow.com/starns. That's mypillow.com/starns. And man, are there some great, great deals just for you. Of course, Mike Lindell invented the world's best pillow. I have five or six of them. I love the MyPillows. Also created the famous Giza Dream bed sheets, the best sheets you will ever sleep on. I can promise you that. Now, look, the big box stores, they're always canceling Mike, but that's okay because Mike has some incredible deals, deals that you will not find anywhere else other than MyPillow.com/Starns. So here's what you need to do. You need to go to MyPillow.com/Starns or call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code Starns. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code Starns. You're going to get the Giza Dream Sheets. You're going to get queen size for $59.98, king size just $69.98. And get this, are you ready for this? 60% off the original My Slippers. It's like walking on a cloud. I love those things. So, again, call 1-800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. Or go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code STARNS. All right. So, good news. If you heard the opening monologue, we were excited to announce that the book is doing great. Thanks to President Trump. The president putting out a message yesterday on True Social, and it was very, very kind, and greatly appreciate the president doing that. The one challenge, we are now out of books on Amazon. So we want you to head over to ToddStearns.com. If you have not ordered your books yet, go to ToddStearns.com. We've made them super inexpensive for you over at the website. I will personally sign and autograph the book for you. And that's a no extra charge at all. But again, right now, Amazon is they're completely sold out. It's going to be a couple of more days before they get the new books in. And it's our understanding that there is probably going to be a third printing of the book already in progress because of the response. So you guys are doing a great job getting out there and helping spread the word about Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Coming up this weekend, I'm going to be speaking in California at West Coast Baptist College and Lancaster Baptist Church. So if you are in the northern Los Angeles County area, would love for you to come out and join us and say hello this coming weekend. Again, I'll be at West Coast Baptist College, Lancaster Baptist Church. Then Monday, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, speaking at a conference there. And then some exciting news for our listeners on KQAM. It's not our first. We've done one with KWAM. Our second big radio book signing tour. We're coming to Wichita, and we'll provide more information about the event in Wichita soon. But that's coming up next week in Wichita. KQAM, the big talker. Excited to meet so many of our great listeners there in the Kansas area. All right, folks, hang tight. More conversation coming up along with your calls, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. So I have a question for you. Those of you that are going out to eat, have you noticed that there are some additional charges when you go out for dinner? There is an interesting story up at Fox, and there is a comedian who is very upset because he was slammed with all of these fees when he went out to dinner. Now, I will say this. I back during the pandemic, I got used to, I would order something and have it delivered. What is it? The Grubhub or Uber Eats. And there was another one. I can't remember what they were. I stopped using those guys. And the reason why is I realized the fees. Did you notice that the fees started going up? And at one point, the fees were more expensive than the food I was actually ordering. So anyway, there is a famous comedian. His name is Sebastian Maniscalco. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's last name. His first name is Sebastian. Anyway, he's upset because he was eating at a restaurant and he got slapped with a COVID fee. So the guy says he went to a restaurant, got the bill, and he said he got charged a COVID fee. He asked the waiter, "What's the COVID fee?" And the guy replied that, well, they have to use that money to wipe down the menus. So the comedian says, wipe down the menus. You're charging me $3 to wipe down your menu? It's a fair point. I mean, I remember back in the day, you would go to, like, say, the Olive Garden, and they'd hand you a menu, and it was clear somebody had used it because there was, like, a tomato sauce, like, smudge on it. So is that true? Are you guys getting the surcharges for COVID on your menus, on your restaurant fees? The restaurant I go to, by the way, on a pretty regular basis, they have a big sign out front. They stop using cash. So you're no longer allowed to pay for your meal using cash. You have to use a credit card or a debit card, but you are no longer allowed to use cash at this particular restaurant. Interesting. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901 260-5926. So Riley Gaines is back in the headlines. She's the NCAA swimmer who is speaking out against all of these men, these grown men that are now competing in their sports. Specifically, she had to compete against Leah Thomas back in the day. Cut number five.
Is he and I raced in the 200 freestyle. This is the day after he swam the 500 freestyle and won a national title, beat out Olympians, beating out American record holders, right? Keep in mind, these aren't scrubs. They're the most impressive and accomplished female swimmers this world has ever seen. And again, he beat them all by body lengths. But the second day of competition, the day after this, he and I race in the 200 freestyle. So, look, we get on the blocks, dive off, swim eight laps of freestyle, touch the wall at the end. I look up at the scoreboard, and almost impossibly enough, Joe, we had gone the exact same time, meaning, of course, we had tied, which is incredibly, one, it's incredibly embarrassing for a six man to not even be able to beat like a 5'5" female. But again, going a minute and 40-ish seconds and not even 1/100th separated us. You can't tell me that's not divine intervention. But get out of the water, go behind the awards podium. The NCAA official looks at both Thomas and myself. Thomas, who is towering over me, right? 6'4". And this official looks at both of us and says, great job, you two. But you tied. And we only have one trophy, so we're going to give the trophy to Leah. Sorry, Riley, you don't get one. My heart rate was still high, having just competed. My adrenaline was still pumping. And so the first thing that I thought ended up being the first thing that I said, and the first thought that I had was just what you had just said, right? Like, isn't this everything that Title IX was passed to prevent from happening? What do you mean you're going to give the trophy to the man in the women's 200 freestyle? This is when his face changed. He looked sad. His voice changed. I could tell he didn't even believe what he was about to say. But this official looked at me and said, Riley, I am so sorry, but we have been advised as an organization that when photos are being taken, it's crucial that the trophy is in Leah's hands. Again, you can pose with this one, but you have to give yours back. Leah takes the trophy home. You go home empty-handed. End of story. We can eventually mail you one.
Oh, my God.
Is what they said.
All right. That's the state of women's athletics in the United States of America right now. And again, ladies, if you love your sports, ladies, if you love your locker rooms and your very nice bathrooms that smell very fragrant, if you love all of that, if you cherish all of that, then you better vote for the Republicans in the fall, because the Democrats hate you. By the way, seeing this information on social media, they've been monitoring voter registration in three swing states. And what's fascinating about these states is that these are the numbers of people registering to vote without a photo ID. And they've been looking at Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Since January 1st, these are the numbers of people who have registered without a photo ID in these states. Texas, 1.2 million. Pennsylvania, 580,000. Arizona, 220,000. So there you go, folks. That tells me that people are up to no good. Pay very close attention to what's happening in Arizona, Texas, and Pennsylvania, where it looks to me like there is an effort underway right now to actively steal the election in those states. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I've got to share these, and I'll do my best to paint a visual for you. The Trump motorcade is driving through downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. And the people gathered on the streets, literally by the hundreds. It is freezing cold up there. People are bundled up. It looks as if it's raining or light snow, but it doesn't matter. These people are out there, and they are waving these beautiful, huge American flags. and cheering for President Trump. This is remarkable. Grand Rapids, Michigan, happening right now as the Trump motorcade drives through downtown. Our good friend Margo Martin sharing this on Twitter. Michigan is MAGA country. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, we are waiting right now for President Trump to deliver remarks on the border. He is en route to Grand Rapids, Michigan, the motorcade driving through the middle of the city there, and just phenomenal crowd out. The weather's horrible, but it doesn't matter. People are out there. They're waving American flags. They're cheering by the hundreds. There are hundreds more waiting to get into the building to hear President Trump. Now, we understand the remarks around 2:30. Do we know if that's 2:30 Eastern time? So he should have already been speaking. But anyway, the president will be talking about the bloodbath at the border. Biden's border bloodbath is the focus of the speech today. So good for you, Mr. President. And again, pretty horrible weather. But the White House, or rather the Trump administration, is going to be calling people out. I want to read some comments. I just got this from the campaign. They're going to be so moving forward, and I think this is a very important and I think a poignant campaign strategy. The Trump team is just going to start promoting all of the people who lost their lives at the hands of the illegals. Say their names. The tragic consequences of Biden's border bloodbath. This is a brilliant strategy because, again, it humanizes what's been going on in this country. We actually get to see the faces and we know the names of the people that have been killed by these illegals. And the Trump campaign just sending out a press release, and it just features the names and their stories. Ruby Garcia, 25-year-old Ruby Garcia of Grand Rapids, murdered by an illegal alien who had previously been deported under the Trump administration but was let back in by Joe Biden. The illegal alien murderer shot Ruby repeatedly with an illegally obtained handgun and dumped her body on the side of the road. Leah Gomez, 22 years old, from Kent County, Michigan, sitting in her car with her one-year-old daughter when an illegal with an outstanding warrant for attempted strangulation shot her five times. She was executed in front of her daughter. We're going to be hearing these stories later on today in Michigan. He mentions Elizabeth Medina. She was killed in Texas, a 16-year-old high school cheerleader, stabbed to death in her home. Her body was dumped in the bathtub. Her mother found the body. Nazareth Clare. In 2021, the sanctuary state of New York, three illegals and MS-13 gang members beat Nazareth to death with a baseball bat. 31-year-old mom. She was then hacked to death with a machete, and her body was stuffed in the trunk of a car by illegals. Little 11-year-old Maria Gonzalez strangled to death after an illegal knocked on the door of her home. Maria's father discovered her body stuffed in a laundry basket under her bed. Sickening. By the way, the suspect in that case, an illegal alien, released by the Biden administration. President Trump now speaking. Let's dip into some of that coverage.
Friends, right? But we're getting better over the years, much better. But I do want to say hello to everybody. This is a special place to me, and we're going to have a big victory. The polls are looking tremendous in Michigan and Wisconsin. And we're going to do something I think that's very, very special. I think it's going to be a very special election. I've been saying November 5th of this year is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. I believe that. So just remember that. We're here this afternoon in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1,283 miles from the southern border. You've been hearing a lot about the southern border over the last couple of years. We put up a chart which is border related, and you see the lowest point in history was just before I left, just as I was leaving. That was the lowest point. You see the arrows pointing? And I think that chart spells out better than anything I can say today. In fact, I don't have to say anything. I can just leave. Just take a look at that. That is the that is the best. And then it looks like a rocket ship went off. When you look at the other numbers, it's a shame. It's a sad shame. Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards. And people are coming in from prisons and mental institutions. And nobody's ever seen anything like it. Under the Trump administration, we had a tough policy of getting the bad people out. We wanted to get them out. We took them out by the thousands. And we took, as an example, the MS-13 gangs out. The countries didn't want to let them back in. And I said, well, then we're not giving you any money. We give them so much money, in this case, $793 million. I said, that's okay. We're not going to give you any money. And they said, well, we'd be glad to have MS-13 coming back into our country. Be an honor. And they took them back, but they wouldn't take them back under Obama. Under the Obama administration with Biden, they wouldn't take them back. And I was told that they won't take them back. And I said, really, what do we give them? And it was close to $800 million. I said, tell them we're not giving it to them anymore. And they immediately said, let's take them back. That was about, that lasted, that negotiation, sheriffs lasted about 3 minutes, and we succeeded. That was an easy one. Now under Biden, the bad ones are coming in at a level that nobody ever thought was even possible. Nobody thought this was possible. In Venezuela, the crime is down 67% from what it was a year and a half ago, because they're taking all of their gangs and all of their criminals, and they're depositing them into the United States of America. Venezuela, think of it, their crime. Wouldn't we love to have a statistic where crime is down 67%? Ours is only going in one direction, and it's going to be very bad now because we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. They're having fistfights with our police officers right in the middle of streets.
All right. Well, that's President Trump there. Just a bit of that speech. You can watch all of it on Newsmax. Again, Newsmax broadcasting the entire speech. Real quick, before we have to ramp up here, let's go to the phones. WLOB in Portland, Maine. Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa. What's on your mind today?
Hi, first time caller. Nervous as all heck.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, as far as like the money issue, like you got to use the credit card. You know, like you were saying at some restaurant that they won't take money. And they're claiming it's for COVID. It has nothing to do with COVID. They're trying to push us all to the digital dollar.
Well, that's
true. They can
control
the digital dollar. They can't control the fiat currency.
It's a good point. I think you're absolutely right about that. And big concern I have. Big concern.
Yeah, and even with the tolls, they're talking about making everybody go digital with the tolls, like the people that do want to pay money at the tolls. They want to, you know what I mean? It's all about control and power and control. And they can shut off your bank account anytime. If we go digital, you need to use cash as much as possible.
That's it, Lisa. Yeah. That's it. You're absolutely right.
And another show mentioned Smiley Hill Farms, where MTA, Maine Turnpike Authority, wants to put an interstate through a 300-year-old farm. I was at that meeting that night.
Well, that's that sounds like a local show there in there on WLOB. So, we don't know much about that. But going back to your point about the currency, that is a big concern, and a lot of people around the country don't realize that there's an effort to move us away from cash, cold, hard cash. I say you need to have plenty of cold, hard cash on hand as well as gold, which is why we heavily promote legacy precious metals. Lisa, appreciate that call. Welcome to the program. And by the way, legacy precious metals, I would go check them out here, folks. This is something you don't want to mess around with. but it's a good idea to have plenty of cash, plenty of gold and silver on hand, because you never know what this government is going to do. All right, that is going to wrap things up here. Again, don't forget, Amazon sold out of the book, but you can go to toddstearns.com. You can click on our store, and you'll be able to get yourself a copy there. By the way, it is $10 cheaper on toddstearns.com than it is anywhere else. So you're going to be able to get the book for $25 over on our website. All right, folks, it's been a great day. Tonight, 5 o'clock, join me. Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to be there. Also, the founder of thelibertydaily.com. It's going to be a great conversation. We'll see you on Newsmax tonight at 5. You be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.